This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, July 18th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. President Trump suggested this week that the Coca-Cola company would shift from making Coke with high fructose corn syrup to sugar from sugarcane. This morning's AgriPulse reporting that Steak and Shake planned to offer Coca-Cola made with cane sugar as early as next month. The Make America Healthy Again movement has been critical of the corn-based sweetener. John Bodie, president and CEO of the Corn Refiners Association, says such a move would have a lasting impact on the corn sweetener industry.
Replacing HFCS with cane sugar would be devastating blow to thousands of manufacturing jobs in American agriculture, and it would depress farm prices, and it would add to our trade deficit because every bit of HFCS that is replaced with cane sugar would be imported cane sugar.
Using numbers from a North Dakota State University study, Bodie says such a move would hit the bottom line of corn farmers.
The immediate impact on corn prices nationally would be 15 to 34 cents per bushel, a devastating blow to American agriculture.
The May Maha Commission report argued that high fructose corn syrup is a factor in obesity and related diseases. However, the Washington Post story quoted scientists who say there's little nutritional difference between sugar and high fructose corn syrup. There is no official word from the company on how the Maha report or the president's comments would impact the ingredients in Coke. The Wall Street Journal reporting that railroad operator Union Pacific is holding talks to acquire its smaller rival, Norfolk Southern. The deal would create the largest rail operator in the country. Mike Steenhoek of the Soy Transportation Coalition says such a deal would draw attention from the agriculture community.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of concerns within agriculture and a variety of other stakeholders, and that certainly includes the labor unions who work for the railroads, the regulatory agencies like the Surface Transportation Board, like the Department of Justice, as well as elected officials, members of Congress, and others. One of the things that history has taught us is that a merger or acquisition within the rail industry serves to inspire and motivate further mergers and acquisitions within the rail industry. And I think that's a very important context to be thinking about this current discussion, this between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern.
Steenhoek says the deal would create a coast-to-coast rail carrier.
You would have a major railroad based in the west, Union Pacific, merging with a railroad based in the east, Norfolk Southern, essentially creating one network from the east to the west coast. That would only encourage and motivate another consolidation with the remaining two railroads, the CSX, which is in the east, has a very similar network footprint as Norfolk Southern, and the BNSF Railway, which is primarily in the west. This could end up resulting in what ultimately will be two U.S.-based railroads, both with coast-to-coast service.
Steenhoek says the deal makes sense from a rail industry perspective.
They have long argued if you merge those two types of railroads, you are going to eliminate a major handoff. From, again, where it's mostly in the Midwest where that handoff occurs between these Western railroads and these Eastern railroads. And a fundamental axiom within supply chains is that whenever you have a handoff, whether it's from truck to barge, truck to rail, or even within a mode of transportation, railroad company A and railroad company B, whenever you have a handoff, there's an inevitable cost associated with that.
However, Steenhoek says farmers depend on affordable rail service, and the pattern of mergers does not favor service or fees.
There is a track record within the industry that when you have these mergers and acquisitions and consolidation, there have been decreases in service reliability, in access to the network, or also higher freight rates. And so that's something that is going to inform this discussion as well.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let farm labor costs eat away at food affordability. Freeze the skyrocketing adverse effect wage rate. Learn more at fb.org/labor. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.